Ghana has to get off from the bottom of the cocoa value chain. Ghana has to move to the top of the cocoa value chain by processing and adding value to what it produces. Second is the fact that Ghana absolutely has to make sure that it works with other countries, in particular Cote d'Ivoire, to ensure that you are not in a situation where you are price takers. And you influence the market in three ways. You influence the market in terms of the volume of production that you actually release on the market, and when you release that into the market. Second is that you influence the market in terms of market structures that you engage in to be able to influence the price discovery mechanism in the global marketplace. You also influence the market depending on what kind of market you're looking at. If you're looking only at the global market without building the local and regional market, you will not be as effective as you should be, because you will be subject to the volatility of that market.
Dr. Adesina made some suggestions on how to boost cocoa production in the country.
There are technologies that are highly maturing cocoa varieties, hybrids that will give you 2.5 tons per hectare, that will mature in half the time as you currently have. Instead of 5 years, it can mature in about 2.5 years. And those cocoa hybrids also give you a butter content of 54%, which is very good for actually making chocolate as well. So the first thing is to make sure that farmers have access to these technologies that are there. The second thing to address is the issue of the swollen shoot disease that actually is affecting a lot of the cocoa plantations here in Ghana. And so the government needs a very serious program, similar to what was done in Malaysia, in which the government actually pays for the farmers to be able to uproot the trees, or at least to graft new trees.
The African Development Bank's ongoing portfolio in Ghana consists of 10 projects with a total commitment of $411 million.
Zephaniah Dana filed that report.
The Kotoka International